In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Come and see. Those were Jesus' first words to us. Come and see. An invitation. An invitation to follow him where he was going. We had been pointed to Jesus by John the Baptist. John the Baptist had been preaching in the wilderness for a while, sharing a message that God's kingdom was about to break into the world. But people who were thinking that John was the Christ, the Messiah we were looking for, the chosen one, John pointed us elsewhere. He said, no, no, no. There's someone else who is coming, one that is much greater than I. And on the day that John saw Jesus, he pointed us to him. He told us, this is the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of the world. Follow him. We had been John's good, faithful disciples, and John told us it was time for a new teacher. So we approached Jesus and we asked him where he was staying. And his response to us, come and you will see. He told us that we would see great things if we followed him. He said that if we followed him, we would see heaven itself open. The angels we would see, the messengers of God descending and ascending. It reminded us of Jacob's ladder in the Old Testament, where Jacob had had a vision of God coming to earth and heaven and earth connected as one. Jesus told us if we followed him, what we would see was nothing less than heaven and earth connected, united once again. We were thrilled. We had no idea what was going to happen. The first incident, just a couple days later, was at a wedding. We figured, oh, this is perfect. Family was what our culture was all about. We figured maybe Jesus was going to teach us that family is the place where heaven and earth are connected. Family was so important to us, mostly because having children was the way that we immortalized ourselves. We believed that through children we had eternal life, that we lived on through our offspring, that a little piece of ourselves lived on through the children that we had. And so weddings were the time where a couple would get together, families were created, children were going to be born. We thought maybe this, Jesus is telling us, is where heaven and earth meet. It turned out the wedding really wasn't about the couple. It wasn't about the family that was being created. Something else was happening. The wedding party was great to start, but then it fizzled out. We ran out of wine. Mary, Jesus' mother, approached Jesus and said, please, save the party. We're realizing that this wedding party isn't everything it's cracked up to be. We need somebody to save us. It's fizzling out. And Mary told the servants something that stuck with us the rest of our lives. Maybe the greatest wisdom we ever heard on our journey. Mary said, do whatever Jesus tells you. And the servants did. They got these giant purification jars, 20, 30 gallons, that were used for putting water for washing before the meals and for all the ceremonies. And Jesus said, fill those up with water and then give them to the host to drink. Insane, but okay. Do whatever he says. So they filled the jars up. They took the water to the host of the party. And they said, here is something to drink. And when he drank, it wasn't water, it was wine. And the host was amazed. He said, usually people serve the best wine first before people are drunk. But now you are serving the best last. What is this that is happening? The servants knew something amazing had happened. We knew something new was breaking into the world. This wedding wasn't about the couple. It wasn't about creating an earthly family. This wedding, we later realized, was about a different union. The wedding of heaven and earth again. That bride and groom that had been separated, heaven and earth had been divorced by us as we had rebelled against God. Through Jesus, heaven and earth were coming together in a new wedding ceremony. And all the previous ideas of marriage and wedding that we had were nothing compared to the goodness, the best wine that we were tasting now through Jesus. Do whatever he tells you. And there in Jesus, we were seeing a new wedding. God and his people reunited again after a divorce that had separated them for millennia. The next incident, we headed to Jerusalem. We went to the temple. Now there again, we thought this was the place that Jesus was going to show us where heaven and earth are united, right? We believed that in the temple, deep in the inner sanctuary where no human being could go, except for the high priest once a year, there in the Holy of Holies, we believed that's where the angels of God ascended and descended. That was the spot where heaven and earth were united. So we figured Jesus would take us to the temple and sing its praises. Here is where heaven and earth meet. This is what I wanted to show you. But again, our expectations were dashed. Just like the wedding, it wasn't what we were expecting. As Jesus walked into the temple, instead of singing its praises, he cursed it. He grabbed a whip in order to drive the animals that were ready to be sacrificed. Their blood spilled all over the altar. Jesus drove the animals far from the temple. And not only that, he drove out all those who were making money, selling and buying within the temple. And he cursed them and said, "You have turned God's house into a place of robbery and theft." The authorities were angry. They wanted to kill Jesus. And they asked him, "What gives you the right, the authority to do this? How can you shut down the most holy of holy place? This is where heaven and earth meet. How can you shut it down?" Jesus said, "You want a sign? Destroy this temple. I will rebuild it in 3 days. Oh, they laughed. 46 years Herod had been working on improving and rebuilding the grandeur of the temple. Destroy this temple, and you, Jesus, will rebuild it in 3 days? Again, we weren't on the same wavelength as Jesus. Only later did we realize Jesus wasn't talking about a building of stone and mortar. Jesus cursed that physical building. It was an abomination, a place of idolatry. Jesus was talking of a different temple. He was the temple. We went to Jerusalem not to see the building. Jesus took us to Jerusalem to see himself. His very body was the place where heaven and earth met. We thought the Holy of Holies dwelled behind the curtain, behind those stone walls. The Holy of Holies dwelled within the very body of Jesus. come and see, Jesus said. It was an invitation to see him, to walk with him. The wedding wasn't about the family. The wedding was about Jesus. The temple, not the building that we had built down there in Jerusalem, the temple was Jesus. Our eyes were starting to be open, but oh, did we see how blind we were. So many more stories to share about our blindness to come, but Jesus invited us on a journey. That same invitation rings out to us today. This Christmas season, as we begin our journey through the gospel story, Jesus says to each one of us, come and see. Walk with me. Journey with me. Get up. Let's go. I'm going to take you somewhere. Places you've never been, or actually places you've been. Places you are very familiar with. But I'm going to open your eyes to seeing them in a different way. Weddings will never be the same. Worship places will never be the same. Jesus wants us to see. So may we journey with him this Christmas, this new calendar year for the church. May we journey with Jesus. Come and see. May we walk with him. May we follow him on his winding journey through John's gospel with the promise that if we walk with Jesus, heaven and earth will be reunited. We don't need to die and go to a far-off place to find God. Heaven is coming to earth through Jesus. So let's walk with him. Let us go with him. He will open our eyes. We will see for the very first time. Amen.